Today is Sunday, January 18th, 2015, and this...
I'm a strip guy. I'm going to give you Las Vegas strip quality food and service at neighborhood prices.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 487.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. I'm a little hacky today. Sorry.
You mean hacky voice-wise or content-wise?
Probably both. My voice is a little shredded, so I'm going to do my best.
Welcome to my world for the last 9 months.
I know, no doubt. I sympathize with you more than I did before.
I have lozenges at the ready.
I may need them. Thank you. So we have a lot of stuff to get to, and... Before we jump into the things that I had in my notes, I have a question. Something I came across a few minutes ago on Facebook. Do you find it as unusual as I do that the High Roller is promoting Martin Luther King Jr. Day with 2-for-1 tickets to the Ferris wheel?
What?
They just put out a thing on social media encouraging people to stop by for specifically because of Martin Luther King Day, 2-for-1s on the Ferris wheel. Why do we make like President's Day and holidays honoring people into like days for sales in this country?
Because it's so disrespectful. What we do.
I was combing through the text of the I Have a Dream speech, and I didn't see 2-for-1 roller or Ferris wheel rides in there anywhere at all.
No.
I'm sure if Martin Luther King Jr. was alive today, I'm sure he would dream of a Ferris wheel pod filled with people of all races and colors and creeds.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying a happy hour.
Yes. So ridiculous. So well done, Caesars Entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. So last week we had our big 10th anniversary spectacular.
We did.
We had an amazing response. So thank you so much to everybody for all the kind words on that.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for celebrating by going to Vegas without me. That was awesome.
I didn't go to Vegas to celebrate the 10th anniversary. I went the trip, the guy trip that happens every 2 years coincided.
Mm-hmm.
I sense you're a little upset today.
I have some grievances.
Okay. I encourage you to air the grievances. Let's get it all out and get it over with as you see fit.
I don't begrudge you going. I know you always have a wonderful time.
Which part of it? What did I screw up?
Maybe not going in the dead of winter would be really nice sometime.
There has been discussion of moving it to a different time of year.
I would prefer that.
You're not the only one. So that may be happening.
Okay.
There is an issue with the dates for the next one, however, but
that's 2 years away.
It's 2 years away. I'm not even going to worry about it now. So,
unlike some people who like to,
I can't plan anything 2 weeks in advance without 2 years in advance.
If you were international, it would be one thing.
Of course,
you'd be planning your trip.
It only feels like we're international because of the weather conditions. Mm-hmm. So I understand, and I fully understand and know why you would maybe not be thrilled being at home in the winter with our dogs for a week. Okay, so let me have it as you see fit. I'll accept it. I'll accept my punishment.
Okay.
We've had a lot of emails, and I haven't really had a chance to read them because they were coming in while I was gone related to the 10th anniversary show. So I will be getting to those eventually, and I will be sharing those with you because I think they will warm your heart.
Okay. I look forward to them. The only thing about the timing was that I really did not feel like thinking about Vegas during that time, and I sort of had to.
Yeah, I understand.
I wanted to have my own little escape.
Yes.
I did on Netflix. That part was great.
That's good.
I had a very nice little binge-watching session of a TV show, which you have not watched, which I will not say in case...
It's okay. I'm going to get through it soon, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. I would gladly watch it again because it was that fucking good.
So last night, another thing we need to thank people for. Last night were the announcement of the annual Trippies, the Vegas Tripping Annual Best of and Worst of Awards. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my reaction too.
So we're going to do our, every year we do our in-depth analysis mm-hmm. of the Reader's Choice Awards, and we are going to do that next week. Need a little time to analyze, whip things into shape.
I actually wrote a manifesto on one of the results, which I might or might not share. I need some time and distance.
I look forward to a manifesto.
But
is
I'm not
it an angry rant?
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the Reader's Awards? Reader's Choice Awards?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Well, I look forward to next week's show.
But I might have cooled off by then. I might not be feeling it as much.
No, that's okay. Okay. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So the only ones I wanted to mention this week, of course, are those that we are involved in, because it would be silly for us to not thank everyone for voting for us for several awards this year, including Best Podcast. Once again, that means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
We do not take that for granted.
No.
Thank you for voting for us and supporting us in that way.
Absolutely. And the one that always warms my heart is Best Community for the Facebook group, because that's all about you guys.
Right.
And all the awesomeness you bring to that community. So thank you. Thank you for that. And congratulations more than thank you on that
one. Yes. Congratulations to the Facebook group, because you make that happen.
Absolutely. Coincidentally, I ran into the founders of the Facebook group while in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice to be able to talk to them briefly, Pete and Ellen. And they deserve much credit for having the foresight to start that group and give our nutty fans a place to hang out and talk about Vegas. So that's cool. A new category this year that we kind of won in, something related to the
show won.
I'll take partial responsibility for this. It's the shut the fuck up category.
Mm-hmm.
If it had just been my name, I probably would have been like bummed out, but it was specific to fried egg jokes and mason jar jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, as a result of me bitching about things, then you guys are partially responsible for this one, for beating the dead horse for months.
It was fun for a while.
For about a day. And then there's
more than a day.
Yeah, it was more than a day. There's still
I participated in this.
Everybody did. They're still occasionally springing up on Facebook, but I think people are starting to wear tired of it. So anyway, I was happy to see that, because that was well-deserved. That was definitely a well-deserved win. And then finally, the most shocking one, and I'm still don't really know what to even do with this, is you guys voted for me as Vegas Tripping Person of the Year.
Way to go, kidney boy.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So I don't have a, should I have prepared a speech?
I don't know.
First of all, I'd thank you, because I am nothing without you.
Aww.
And second, I would have to thank cancer, because really, there's a long distance between my appreciation of you and my appreciation of cancer, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
But, you know, I suspect that my trials and tribulations over the past year probably had a lot to do with that, that those results.
Mm-hmm. It's been a crazy year.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I don't really know what to make of it, because it's just fucking weird. But thank you to everybody who voted for me and for us and all of that stuff. And we will be doing a full analysis, as I mentioned, next week of the Reader's Awards. You should, however, check out VegasTripping.com. I will link to the results. They do their Editor's Choice Awards, too. And really, these awards are meant to be taken as a whole. We only do an analysis of the Reader's Awards, because really, that's the position we're in.
Right.
And it's interesting for us to see how our voting compared to the overall voting of you guys and the other Vegas Tripping readers. And then the editor's votes really kind of balance things out nicely and give it some additional perspective. So I encourage you to check out the whole thing. And also thanks to the Vegas Tripping guys. They put a lot of work into this. And
yes,
they did a marathon webcast last night.
Mm-hmm. I had to drop out the Reader's Awards, because
it was already 2.5 hours in or something like that. And with the time difference and stuff, we were both kind of pretty much gone.
I had a dog who was getting me up in a few hours, so
yep.
So anyway, I could have just stayed up and, you know, let the dog out after the thing was over.
So thank you to the Vegas Tripping guys. Thank you to all of you for the kindness in voting for us, and we'll talk more about it next week.
Yep.
We have a bunch of news items, and it seems like most of them are related to entertainment this week.
Do you have any sound clips queued up?
I have some sound clips, and I don't think it would be beneficial for me or for anyone else for me to try to sing along.
I would like to hear you sing along with this next artist.
It's going
to
be hard. Well, normally it would be no problem, because I have the same vocal range as she does.
Oh, yeah.
But with my current status, I don't know if I'll be able to do it. But we'll see as we go here.
You want to protect your instrument?
I really do. It's my bread and butter now. So, all right. So we're talking, of course, about Mariah Carey, who is announced as the newest in the lineup of Caesar's headliners at the Coliseum. It had been rumored for a while that she was going to be signed, and indeed she has. Although they've been a little vague with the details on this show. Mm-hmm. They already put the first 18 shows on sale, and they haven't really announced how long this is for. So I think they're waiting to see how it goes. Normally they're like 2 years, and they're all excited that we've got this great performer here for 2 years with Mariah, and maybe this will be something we'll see from now on. They're not, at least publicly, committing to that long of a stretch. So right now there are 18 shows in May and July. The show is called Mariah Carey's Number Ones. Thank God it's not Mariah Carey's Number Twos.
Yeah, that would not be good. that was my thought after reading that.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who thought that, because we're all so childish. So the big question here, of course, is her vocal condition these days. I'll play some Mariah here so we get a feel for the many hits of Mariah Carey. Yes, I said hits. She's very ballad heavy and top heavy too, but I will say Mariah is quite a talent. When she first came out, actually for quite a while, even after she first hit, she's got a great voice.
She does.
But lately it seems like her public appearances, they've been a little
shaky.
Yeah.
Not Whitney Houston shaky, but
well, she's dead, so hers are really shaky.
Well, yeah, but before she unfortunately passed, she was having some vocal issues.
Yeah, I hope that she's able to pull it together and have a, you know, have
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Yes.
Mariah Carey. Whitney was actually rumored for Vegas before she died. Mm-hmm.
And if she had been able to get that together, that would have been fantastic.
I kind of like the song a little bit.
Oh, shit. We have to record the Whitney Houston thing that Lifetime, they did a movie on her. I want to see it. And it was last night, and I completely forgot about it.
Oh, but
it'll be on again.
All right. So that's Mariah. We'll play a little more. So the details on the show. Tickets are between...
You're my hero, honey.
Am I? I'm not so sure.
Well, maybe not so much this week, but most of the time.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I'm kind of enjoying this.
If I laugh, I'm going to get all hacky. So, tickets run between $70 and $277 through AXS.com, which I've noticed seems to have replaced Ticketmaster for almost everything now. Is that Live Nation's ticketing? That's got to be what it is. Anyway.
I'm not sure. I did purchase something through them recently that I will be attending with a friend and not you because you have no interest in this activity.
Is it drag queen related?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. It'd be funny if for the podcast after that I was all cranky because I didn't get to go. That wouldn't make any sense.
No.
I'll sit at home and watch a RuPaul marathon while you're there.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. That is not what I will be doing. All right. So that's Mariah. I can't sing to Mariah today. Maybe some other time.
Today. Just today.
Maybe later on, if my vocals are feeling strong, I'll put on a private performance for you. But
oh, please do.
Right now, I don't think that would be a wise idea. So that's Mariah. Tickets are on sale. Like I said, May and July shows. And I would love to hear reviews if any of our listeners go to this.
Yes.
There was a discussion around the time this was announced in our Facebook group, and there didn't seem to be a heck of a lot of interest amongst the people there. But I suspect we have a broad range of tastes in our audience, and I would imagine somebody will go see this. And hopefully it'll be a good show. What do you think of Mariah as far as a fit within the Caesars lineup with the other performers they have? They've got, of course, Elton John, Jerry Seinfeld, Celine, when eventually she comes back, although it seems like that's going to take longer than expected now because she's dealing with her ill husband. Mm-hmm. Shania just left.
I think she fits really well in the Celine range because they're both vocally, you know, they're known for their vocals.
Sure. And I think just in terms of the audience they cater to probably as well. I think she probably has a pretty expansive audience, and I think it's probably a good fit for the Coliseum. So we will see how it does, if it gets extended, if any of our listeners go see it. I look forward to hearing about it. Another residency that was announced recently, and there have been a ton of these lately from the Hard Rock, they've been, and I like this trend. I like that Hard Rock is going, you know what? We're going to turn over our showroom for a few weeks at a time to mm-hmm. a specific performer.
I like this trend too.
Yeah. It's cool.
And I've liked a lot of the performers.
Me too. It hasn't timed out when we've been there though.
Yeah.
So we've had Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses and Kiss.
Def Leppard.
The one that's coming up is Rascal Flatts, which is a weird mm-hmm. one compared to the others. But the newest one that was just announced is the band Journey. They've been around forever. Tons and tons of hit songs. Mm-hmm. Again, normally my vocal range is right on with the guys from Journey.
Oh, yes.
Steve Perry and the current guy, Arnell mm-hmm. Pineda. But mm-hmm. Again, because of my vocal crunchiness.
Yes.
I'm not going to attempt that. I do have some songs queued up, though. And I'm not playing the one that everybody hears 20 million times a day.
No, because thank you for that.
Let's not ever hear.
Do you have the song with the greatest video of all time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
If you've not seen, I know we've talked about it before. If you've not seen the Journey Separate Ways video, get your ass to YouTube. It's the funniest thing ever. Oh, these are the re-recorded versions with the current lead singer, okay. By the way.
That video wouldn't be the funniest thing ever. The original one.
The original. If they did, if they reenacted it, shot by shot.
On the dock, oh my God, I would die.
I like Journey. It'd be so great. I don't care if they are like ridiculous over-the-top 80s arena rock. I'm a fan. But we've seen them with this lineup.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
This guy's voice is
phenomenal.
Really good. So they're going to be doing 9 shows between April 29th and May 16th. For a while, it was rumored that they were going to do a reunion residency with Steve Perry, but that's not happening. They're never going to reunite with him.
No,
tensions run too deep.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's clamoring for like a Steve Perry reunion tour with Journey, but they're not. I don't think that
his voice is held up.
He hasn't done a regular performances. He's done a couple mm-hmm. spot walk-ons for a couple songs.
He did one here, actually.
I know. It's weird. But the guy is like in his mid-60s now, which is fine. There are a lot of musicians who can perform well into their 60s or beyond.
Springsteen, for example.
However, they do it on a regular basis. He hasn't toured in like 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'd be very surprised if his voice could hold up for an entire thing. Now, a little residency like this, who knows? But mm-hmm. like I said, it's not happening. Tickets for this are set between $74 and $277 again through AXS.com.
That they and Mariah Carey top out at the same price range.
Although I think for the joint at the Hard Rock, more of them skew toward the lower end.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the high end for that is like VIP suites and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can go see this for a reasonable rate, I would say. I'd love to see Journey in a smaller room like this.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We once saw Neil Schon in Vegas. He was getting out of a limo at Flamingo. Weird. He's an awesome guitar player, too.
We also saw him at a Prince concert.
We saw a bunch of the guys from Journey at a Prince concert.
Oh, God, hell? I'd go to a Prince conference.
I'd like to learn.
I would take time off work to go to that if Prince were there. Not a gathering of fans.
We've done that.
Yeah,
That's just crazy town. We need another Journey song. Sensitive ballad time. Long lead-in. I should have mm-hmm. edited these down, but I didn't.
Oh, well.
Yep. So between the two residencies that we've discussed today, I would choose Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Hit after hit after hit.
Solid.
Yeah. So there you go. That's Journey at the Hard Rock, the end of April and mostly through mid-May. If anybody goes to see this, let us know what you think.
I'm just off in my own little world now with this song. I'm a little verklempt.
Little Journey happiness.
Little sentimentality around
this song. What does
this song
bring you back to? Do I want to know?
I don't know. I've always loved this song. This kind of describes the show this week. We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and now we're back.
I didn't know we drifted apart. I don't want to know what was going on in your head while I was gone. Are there any plots I should be aware of?
No.
Okay.
I meant physically drifted apart.
Got it.
You were in another state.
I know. Uh-oh. Some people have rules about other states. I hope that there's...
Oh, no. None of that went down.
Okay, good. Zip code rule. All right.
I wasn't aware of this.
Okay. Moving along. I didn't pull sound clips for this next one because it would have been too much and too many things I didn't want to know about. People have been wondering about the Rock in Rio Festival, which is slated for May of this year. They're building the City of Rock complex across from SLS on the Strip, and they're planning on doing Rock in Rio every 2 years, as well as additional festivals and whatnot in between using that land. So the first Rock in Rio, they've been announcing, they announced the headliners a while ago, and now they announce most of the rest of their lineup. And I am becoming more and more skeptical of this, the success of this festival.
I'm concerned. I was reading your notes, and we'll get into some of this, but some of the logistical stuff is really weird.
Yeah. So the So a few things. The history of Rock in Rio, it's been around for a long time, like probably early 90s, maybe. I think it might have been 1990 when it started. One of the first people who are going, it's not rock, it's pop. Well, fuck you. One of the first, that's the history of this thing. They do a combination of rock and pop. If you look at the history of this, one of the first acts to perform Rock in Rio was fucking New Kids on the Block. So it's not like they're breaking tradition by having Taylor Swift. But they put on a ton of these festivals in South America over the years, and they've been very, very successful. They get hundreds of thousands of people to come to them. They've decided to bring it to the U.S., specifically Vegas. I'm becoming skeptical of whether they understand the differences between putting on a festival there and here. For one, here they have competition. Mm-hmm. I don't think there are probably a lot of not only music festivals, but major touring acts. Not nearly as many as you have here. So people have a lot more choices here. As a result, you need to stack your lineup. Mm-hmm. It has to be really, really solid. They also have a ton of... like I said, not only touring acts, a lot of other festivals around the country that people will travel to. Coachella, Bonnaroo, Shaky Knees. There's tons of them now. Mm-hmm. And many of them have like dozens and dozens of bands. Here they've got a few stages. It's not as broad of a lineup, really, partly because I suppose of the space that they have available. Okay, so let's see. Should we talk about the lineup first, or should we talk about some of the other weird stuff they're doing?
Let's talk about the lineup, because you're going there. And one thing you were saying about the accessibility, a lot of bands will do a U.S. tour, they'll do a European tour, they might do an Australian tour, but...
they're not playing a ton of shows in that area of the world.
Yeah.
So people are going to try... If they're really into a major act that happens to be playing in Rock in Rio...
yep, they will travel there.
They will travel.
Because the individual tour isn't coming there. I don't know about other festivals. I don't know how many other big festivals they have.
Right. I can't imagine it's that many, though. Huge. You don't hear a lot about other huge rock festivals in Brazil.
If we are incorrect, please let us know.
Okay, so anyway, the...
that's what I was trying to say there.
The thing with the lineup here... a lot of times these festivals in the U.S. will have a huge draw, and it'll be a band that hasn't toured in years, or they're only doing a select number of U.S. dates.
Mm-hmm. Like Riot Fest with the Replacements.
Exactly. They hadn't played together in ages, so that was a draw. I think one of the other major festivals recently announced its lineup, and they had AC/DC, and AC/DC hasn't been doing a lot of dates lately. I don't know if they're planning on touring, but... again, it's an example. People who are into AC/DC are going to travel because they might not see them otherwise. The lineup for Rock in Rio includes, they have a pop weekend and a rock weekend, and that's even a little wishy-washy.
Their rock weekend is...
yeah, Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars are headlining the pop weekend.
Oh, that...
both solid.
That new Bruno Mars song with Mark Ronson.
You have proclaimed it your jam.
Oh, it's so good.
It is a good pop song.
And Taylor Swift, my love of her new album is well documented.
Both big concert draws, both also touring constantly and not difficult to see for a cheaper price without having to spend a whole day at a festival to see them. So not sure how that's going to play in.
Not cheap, because a lot of their shows have sold out and you might have to go to a secondary market.
Well, that could be too.
But it's going to be cheaper seeing something in a locale other than Vegas, generally.
Right.
And then add the festival pricing on top of that.
Rock Weekend we've got, and this one is odd, No Doubt, which doesn't really fit in the Rock Weekend as far as I'm concerned.
Although they're good.
They're good. We've seen them. They're a very good band, but I don't see them as a rock headliner. The other one is Metallica. Now, Metallica is one that doesn't seem to have any other U.S. dates scheduled right now, so maybe they will be a big enough draw. The festival grounds hold 80,000 people. However, even as of this morning now, an MGM official in the Las Vegas Sun was quoted as saying, well, we'd be happy with 60,000 a day. Mm-hmm. They're already backing off.
Whoa.
Because before it was like, yep, we're going to sell out. It's going to be 85,000 people. Now they're kind of like, no, we don't know what's going to happen, but if we get 60, that'll be great. So,
Yikes.
No Doubt is playing other festivals with better lineups. So, like I said, I don't see their fans necessarily traveling exclusively for their Vegas appearance. Secondary acts, which were announced in the past week, include, and I'm just going to buzz through a bunch of these relatively quickly. For the pop weekend, we have Sam Smith.
Who you love.
Fucking bloated Rick Astley. I'm not a fan. I don't even think
his
voice.
You don't have a song queued up?
No, I'm not listening to that shit. I don't think his voice is as strong as people give him credit for either, because if you listen to his songs, they layer it with background vocals. I don't think he's really all that great. Hmm. Ed Sheeran, you know, he's all right.
I like him.
We've seen Ed as an opening act, and he puts on a good show.
Yeah.
Again, as a secondary act, yeah, that's probably a good move. I have no idea who Empire of the Sun is. I don't know who Echo. Well, Echo Smith.
Oh, they have that. They have that cool kid song.
Yeah, it gets overplayed.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, they're an up and coming act.
Empire of the Sun. I know I've heard of them. I can't name a song that they've done.
Yeah. So they do have some up and coming acts that probably are.
Who's the artist
draws.
After Echo Smith? I want to hear you say that one.
Yvette Sangalo.
Okay.
Sanjalo. There's always room for Jello. I don't know how to say that. Jessie J is headlining one of the secondary stages.
Hmm.
I think she's a good performer.
Yeah.
And what I've seen on TV and stuff, I think she'll bring in some people. John Legend, he's got a good following.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX, you have been grooving to her.
I enjoy her album quite a bit.
What is XCX? What Roman numeral is that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Joss Stone. I think Joss Stone is a weird fit for this because she doesn't seem...
She hasn't done anything in a while, has she?
I have no idea, but doesn't seem like a pop act in the same way. I suppose maybe with John Legend, I can kind of see that. Magic, who I'm not familiar with.
Do they do that stupid song that's reggae inspired and it's called Rude?
Magic?
Yeah.
I think so.
I hate that song. Hate.
And somebody named Tav Lo, who I've seen her a bunch of times and I don't know much about her. She looks dead behind the eyes, but I don't know anything about her music.
Okay.
Not to judge, but that's what we do here.
Not to judge, but you are judging.
Rock Weekend, we've got Linkin Park, Rise Against. The next one, I think it's pronounced, there's actually an accent over the second A, so okay. I think it's Monet.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I don't know who they are. Pretty Reckless, Hollywood Undead, Deftones, Foster the People, Gary Clark Jr., who is awesome. Sepultura with Steve Vai, by the way.
Ooh.
One of your favorites.
I enjoy his guitar playing.
I have a Steve Vai guitar pick from when he was with Whitesnake.
I do not enjoy his solo album so much. He probably has multiple ones.
He does have
multiple. There's a particular that was David Lee Roth, Skyscraper.
I know which one you're talking about.
The one with Little Green Men on it.
I think we might have it.
Little Green Men is horrible.
The Bleachers.
Bleachers, on the other hand, are good.
Very poppy.
I like their albums.
No, I would put them on the pop weekend, not the rock weekend. But Coheed and Cambria, they've got some good songs.
Mm-hmm.
Of Mice and Men and Saints of Valerie. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to make of the rock weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it's kind of a weird hodgepodge of acts because you've got some of the like alternative modern rock acts like Foster the People and Of Mice and Men. And then you've got the much heavier acts like Linkin Park. I don't know how well those kind of groups will mesh together in terms of the audience, but I don't know. I'm very interested to hear how ticket sales go. There's been a lot of people upset on Facebook about the lineup on the Rock and Rio page.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people commenting about how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people were expecting a lot more. Part of that might have been that there were some rumors.
Oh, yes.
There have been rumors about bigger acts playing. Specifically... our friend Drunk Scott from Vital Vegas has been promoting that.
You two never made that bet, did you?
He wouldn't make the bet. He wanted to do a gentleman's bet, and gentleman's bets do not exist in my world.
Because you are no gentleman.
No, unless there's something riding on it, what's the point of a bet? So anyway, he was saying that his sources told him that Bruce Springsteen and the Rolling Stones were going to be announced. Now, they have performed at Rock and Rio's, not in the U.S., but no, they were not announced. I the reason that part of the reason I knew that they would not be announced is because once the headliners are announced, the Rolling Stones and Springsteen are not going to appear below the headliner.
Right.
And the headliners, once they're announced as headliners, they're not going to be bumped down because that's all contractual stuff that we are the headliners. We are going to be promoted as the headliners, blah, blah, blah. There's still a slight chance that there could be some sort of walk-on performance, but I would say that is highly, highly, highly unlikely. And the reason for that is because Springsteen will do walk-ons on occasion, but it's always with somebody that it makes sense for him to do a walk-on with. He'll show up and perform with somebody that he has some sort of...
history of collaboration.
Yeah, or they're from Jersey.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or they're from Jersey,
I don't see anybody in the lineup.
Are there any Jersey-based bands?
I don't think so. I don't see anybody in the lineup that would lead me to believe that Bruce is going to show up and do a walk-on. As far as the Rolling Stones, entire bands don't do walk-ons.
Right.
So I suppose you could have a Mick. The only thing I can see is maybe Mick Jagger come out and do a song with No Doubt. Because he'll do a song with anybody. He's performed with that skank from Black Eyed Peas. So he'll do. But I wouldn't buy tickets banking on any sort of Springsteen or Rolling Stones appearance.
Right.
That is First of all, they're trying to sell tickets, so why would you, if you're going to have a big act, if they just do a walk-on, that's not going to help you sell any tickets because it's not announced, so that's not going
to
happen.
It's something that's cool to see when it happens, but you don't buy tickets thinking...
No. So a few of the fuck-ups that the Rock and Rio people have been involved in the last week, they started selling tickets before announcing a bunch of the lineup, despite saying all along to people who had asked... Yes, our full lineup will be announced before tickets go on sale. Well, they went on sale on the 12th. They didn't announce all the acts until the 13th. Then they had technical issues. People had paid in advance for a code so that they could get tickets as soon as they went on sale. They were guaranteed to get tickets.
Yep.
They had a technical issue. Those didn't go out until after tickets were supposed to be available. All kinds of, so they're upsetting people. If you go on their Facebook page, people are selling their tickets already.
Wow.
I know. Months in advance, they're already like, screw this. I'm not dealing with this. Selling tickets at a loss. That doesn't bode well.
No.
Some other weird things. They are not going to offer any on-site parking or parking nearby.
That is batshit.
Yeah. Yeah, they...
because part of the thing for me when I've thought about this is that, I mean, we're not going, but one of the draws of having this festival would be the accessibility of it.
Right. Well, what you'd want to do is take the monorail over to SLS and then walk from there. That's probably your closest.
Hey, the monorail might get some use. Wow.
I think it will. I'm hearing they're also not going to have any on-site cab or limo drop-offs.
That's fucked up.
So I don't know how far away you're going to have to get dropped off, but it's not going to be good. They're going to have shuttle service from several different locations, including at least one on the Strip and one downtown, from what I'm hearing. No word on where those shuttles will drop off. I guess these people have some sort of a thing about everybody walking together toward the location. Some kind of cultural bullshit.
Okay, like...
Again, they don't understand our audience. They don't understand what they're doing here. So I am predicting that there will be all kinds of things we can't even foresee that are going to go wrong. I would not want to be part of this festival. I would hold out and go to Life is Beautiful or a festival elsewhere if I were into such things. Unless I was really, really, really into all these acts, but I'm not, so it's not a problem. So we'll keep an eye on Rock in Rio. If nothing else, it'll be an interesting story. And then if it doesn't do well, what does that mean for the next 1-2 years from now?
Right.
Ta-da. Okay, another residency that is kind of rumored, although it's kind of from official sources. It's just the details are scarce. Ozzy Osbourne is apparently going to do something in October for Halloween called Hellgate. Sharon Osbourne has been pimping it. She might not have even told Ozzy about it yet, but Sharon.
By the way, honey, you're playing a festival or a series of dates in Vegas in October.
From what I understand, that's kind of how things work with them.
Yeah.
It's going to be some sort of interactive concert experience, which is rather vague. We don't know exactly what that means. Could be some sort of haunted attraction plus a concert. Could be almost like a mini Ozfest with other bands.
Ooh.
I'm thinking it's probably just like a super theatrical, like, Alice Cooper-esque kind of show, but who knows? No location has been announced yet, but we will certainly talk about it when it is. I'm intrigued to see what Ozzy has in store for Hellgate.
How is he as a performer lately? Because I know when I didn't see him in concert, I saw him in Encore, and he had people around him to make sure he didn't veer too far off a path.
Yeah, it seems I've got to think, like, trying to corral Ozzy, it's got to be like traveling with Mr. Magoo. I'm sure that it's, I'm surprised they don't have like one of those kitty leashes strapped to him just to make sure he gets where he's supposed to go. But I think once he gets out on stage, he goes into autopilot and he does just fine.
Nice.
I'm sure that there's tons of backing tracks and stuff, but it'd still be fun to see Ozzy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it was a smaller venue. But I don't know if this is going to be like an outdoor thing or if they're, I don't know what to do for a venue. Hmm. Hard Rock would make sense, but it sounds like they might want to do something on a grander scale. So we shall see. Another, excuse me, entertainment note, there was a show that has been at Bally's for a while now called Veronique Voices that has quietly ended. It's no longer there.
They had some really good discounts for that.
They had like free tickets for a while.
Or next to free tickets, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. There was still, when I was at Bally's last week, there was still tons of promotional stuff like table felts and a big sign on the corner marquee. She was still in the in-room video, but tickets are not available anymore. And as of just the last couple of days, she has been removed from the Bally's website, so I don't think we will be seeing Veronique again at Bally's anytime soon. I don't know what to make of this next show.
Hmm.
I don't get the whole steampunk thing. There's something that's going to be held monthly for the next several months at Vinyl at the Hard Rock called Alice, a Steampunk Concert Fantasy. It's actually been kicking around Vegas for a while. They've done one-off shows, not only at the Hard Rock, but at a couple off-strip venues. The description of this is, it's some sort of Alice in Wonderland-based concert experience with familiar rock songs, of rock and pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
The description is, Alice combines original arrangement of favorite pop and rock songs with unforgettable vocals, thrilling dancers, and a hot 9-piece band to create a frenetic theatrical experience. So it's music from The Doors, The Beatles, Lady Gaga, Eurythmics, Aerosmith, Johnny Cash, and others. Somebody has to go see this so that they can let us know if it's just crazy or what the hell is going on. I don't know. Any thoughts on it? So the steampunk thing, isn't that where they dress in like tiny hats and goggles and shit?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You're asking me?
I don't know. Do you have any theory? I mean, it's kind of like the cosplay thing. I don't get that either.
Uh-huh.
But any interest in seeing this is $37.
No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe if we were like, no.
No.
I was just thinking, maybe if we're really drunk and just wanted something. No.
No, this wouldn't be on the list.
No.
Okay. Well, if anybody checks this out, please let us know. I can't grasp it fully to understand whether or not it would be entertaining or not, but it's Vegas. Weird things happen.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's some sort of Rose Rabbit Live Vegas Nocturne aspect to it.
I think it's just a concert kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean,
with lots of theatrics, but I don't think it's like an interactive deal as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right. Stand-up comedy.
Because we love interactivity.
I love that. Venetian is bringing back its lipstick rotation of female comics in 2015.
I like your typo in the notes here.
What did I say?
You reversed the T in the I.
Where? Okay.
Lipstick.
Yeah, whatever. The lineup for the first half of the year has been announced, and it includes Lisa Lampanelli. I think she's a return performer from 2014. Lonnie Love, not familiar with her. Stifler's mom, Jennifer Coolidge. Roseanne Barr, Whitney Cummings, Garfunkel and Oates. Awesome.
Awesome.
Garfunkel and Oates is awesome. Carolyn Ray, Elaine Boozler. I didn't even know she was still
kicking around.
An active comedian. Cameron Esposito and Fortune Feimster. Don't know those last couple.
Hmm.
So kind of a broad audience, and I don't mean that like...
As in broads.
No.
Huh, nice.
I realized that as it was coming out of my mouth. A lot of these are just doing like one show instead of like entire weekends or anything. Like I think Garfunkel and Oates is just
they're just doing one show at the end of March.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently it's kind of a successful thing. I was talking to our friend Donnie Mack when I was in Vegas, and he went to see Whitney Cummings, said it was a really good show.
Good.
Relatively small theater as well.
Yeah.
So
if you want to see a well-known comic in a small theater.
Yep. Yeah. Highly recommended. So that's good to hear. All right, final. No, it's not final. Man, there's a lot of news this week. Second to final story. We love talking about resort fees.
Oh, we do so much.
Said me like 6 years ago, but now not so much. However, once in a while they come up, and the most recent one is an announcement by Golden Nugget, uncovered by Vegas Rover, although it has since been confirmed by Golden Nugget, that their $5 non-resort fee, what were they calling it, like the Vegas experience fee or some shit, that is being replaced with a regular old $22 resort fee. So Golden Nugget has given up trying to pretend like they don't charge one, and they are including all the usual bullshit that hotels say they're including with the resort fees, including internet access, fitness center.
Local phone calls?
I think that's on there too. A couple bottles of water, a bunch of other things you won't use. I think a newspaper if you want to stop by the front desk and get one. All that crap.
Yeah.
So right now, downtown, we've got the Boyd Properties and Four Queens remaining as the only holdouts, not charging a resort fee. The Boyd Properties, of course, Main Street Station, California, and Fremont. On the Strip, Casino Royale, the Casino Royale Best Western Plus is not charging one. And then I think there are a few of the timeshare properties, but otherwise you're pretty much stuck for a resort fee if you're staying on the Strip or downtown. Caesars Properties, you may recall, started charging a flat $25 resort fee regardless of their property. That lasted for about 2 weeks before they jacked up the price at Caesars and possibly Planet Hollywood. I'm not sure. It's over $32, and that matches the MGM property resort fees. So they're getting crazy.
That is adding a lot to the cost of your hotel room.
Yeah, it is. So whenever resort fees comes up, lots of grumbling, lots of outrage. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I've gotten to the point.
Do I pay a resort fee or do I stay at Casino Royale?
Exactly. I've accepted it as a way of life. I don't enjoy it. I'm not a fan of it. No. I still hate resort fees.
I never demanded it.
But I'm kind of like, well, that's
it's just how it is for now.
It's the new world.
Until
something breaks the system.
Something happens. Yeah.
Yeah. And then even though it's kind of been discussed.
Until some of the travel sites start including resort fees in the cost that they calculate, because that's really what it's about.
They will include it sometimes in the cost later on in the process, but not
in your initial search results.
So that's the key.
So if they were to start including it in their search results, then maybe
different scenario.
Things would change.
We shall see. I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Anyway, like I said, I've moved on to understanding and acceptance, even though I still dislike this.
Yes.
I have a hard time getting too riled up about it because it's just how it is. So fuck you resort fees, and good effort holding out for a while, Golden Nugget, but even though they really didn't because they had that $5 bullshit fee, but they're bumping it up. Finally, Caesars Entertainment is going through a bankruptcy. We've been waiting for it for years because that company is a financial mess. I don't even know how to talk about this intelligently because their company is such a weird
hodgepodge.
The structure is crazy. I'm going to link to a Vegas Tripping post about this.
They have a chart. And even you need with a chart.
It's still confusing.
It's still confusing. So I'm glad they have a chart.
Yes.
It helps. But because Caesars is so messed up.
Yeah.
It only tells part of the story.
They have subsidiaries and all these different companies beneath companies and all kinds of stuff going on.
Real estate investment trust or something. And like they've got the operations side and the property side, and one side pays money to the other side. It's such a mess. It's shady as fuck.
I think a lot of companies are set up like that, but they're not set up this.
Obviously.
There's not this much of an entanglement.
Yeah.
So the restructuring means that some of the creditors aren't going to get paid, at least not 100% of what they're owed. Some of the creditors are not happy with the plans and are protesting, so it's going to be left to a judge to sort out. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'll link to this article, which may help you understand it, but a lot of people have been worried about their total rewards balances and what will happen there. Caesars sent out an email assuring everyone your total reward balances, which aren't really worth anything anyway, are safe.
Well, good.
In fact, they're adding a promotion through the end of March where they're giving you additional total rewards credits if you play at their properties. So that's incentive or something.
Oh, there's something about aren't they having a promotion where you get double the credits, but they've actually screwed up the points where you're probably getting the same amount of credits as before?
You know, I don't know. When I can only speak from personal experience, and that's when I was playing in the last week, and maybe it's just one of those anecdotal things. It seemed like I wasn't getting credits as – they weren't adding up as quickly as maybe they previously had. Mm-hmm. They may have changed their formula for point accumulation. I may be completely wrong on that. It just seemed like, boy, I played quite a while there to get almost nothing. And previously I could play for a while and points would rack up pretty good, but I didn't get shit for points this time. So the diamond days are over, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
At the end of March when it expires. That's fine. I don't need to be tied to, I don't need to be tethered to the Caesars machine any longer.
The literal machine or the
either
company
way.
Machine?
Either way. All right.
Because there were days when you would tether yourself to a video poker machine and not move.
It's true. I didn't have any of those. Okay, let's talk about our friends at Viator, shall we?
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hopefully you've started out 2015 by planning an awesome vacation. This should you should
not
make.
Not really.
We're working on it. Just getting warmed up for the bitterness segment. All right. Well, wherever you're going, Viator can make your experience even better. I went on Viator's website. I just picked a random U.S. city. Just let's see what they have. I pulled up Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, I don't know anything about Houston. There's stuff that I'd be like, oh, this is cool. They've got good things there. They've got a package with a sightseeing tour and NASA's Space Center in Houston. I like NASA stuff, so I would be all over that. There's a historic pub tour. Sign me up. Doesn't matter what city. Gladly do that. They have a combination like see the city from above and below kind of thing, which Chase Tower and an underground tunnel tour. I've not seen any underground tunnel tours before, so that was kind of intriguing.
Hmm.
I like those cities, those strip the city shows where they're going underneath to show you all the cool stuff going on underneath.
Yeah.
I would imagine you're not going to be like wandering around like with rats and stuff. It's probably like, you know, tunnels that were used for shit. I don't know. But anyway, it's probably not going to be like creepy, I wouldn't think.
I would hope not.
No, they wouldn't offer that as a tour. When I was a kid, there were rumors that in St. Paul that people had sewer parties.
Hmm.
There was remember Flameburger?
Yeah.
There were always way more cars in the parking lot of Flameburger than there were people inside. The theory was that people were parking there and then going down in the sewer hole right in front of Flameburger and partying in the sewers.
Why would you party in a sewer?
Not going to get caught.
Yeah,
underage
but the
kids.
Smell.
And then there was a story that somebody was climbing down the ladder and their class ring got caught on the ladder and like ripped their finger off.
Oh, urban legends.
I'm sure all this stuff was bullshit.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you want to have a sewer party in Houston, they have tunnels there.
Apparently, the college I went to, there was a whole network of tunnels, which for some reason they closed except for one.
Huh.
And that pissed me off because
you kind of need those. Yeah, we had tunnels here too. Anyway, there's also outlet mall shopping and sightseeing tour package for the people who love to shop.
Well, then.
Yeah. So there you go. All kinds of cool stuff. And that's just Houston. Anywhere you're going to go, U.S., worldwide, Viator can hook you up with all kinds of cool experiences to make your vacation awesome. Check them out at Viator.com. Or if you really love us and you're going to book something, use the link on our website at 500bymidnight.com. As always, we appreciate Viator's support and we thank you for supporting Viator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought I would give a little overview of some of the experiences from my my Vegas trip.
And I thought I would maybe not participate in this segment because I have nothing to add.
It's conversation. You can ask questions.
I've already heard this stuff and I ask questions then.
So you're just going to leave?
Maybe.
No, that's no fun.
Hey, remember when you started your show in the basement and you had a solo show? And
nobody liked it. And now we're 10 years strong because of this give and take. All right. I will roll through these quickly because clearly somebody doesn't want to talk about them.
Can I be on strike for this segment?
Do what you got to do.
Or would you rather have me?
I'd like to have you here. I'd like to have you interacting if you would be so kind.
I'm just going to warn the audience that I might not have much to say.
Okay.
Because I was not present for these activities, so I do not have any firsthand observations.
It would be weird for you to be present on the guy trip. It would be completely inappropriate.
I'm not asking to go along on the guy trip.
All right, then. So I went in for two nights solo downtown before the guys rolled into town.
Yeah, you texted me a lot about it.
All right. was I over texting? You could have told me.
I should have.
You should have.
I should have.
Upsetting you. You should have said.
That's on me.
Too much. Too much.
That's on me.
Yep.
Stop telling me about this. I do not need to know.
Okay. I wish I would have known.
Well, I should have said that, and I apologize for not saying that.
All right. I'm not going to rehash things that we've already talked about a bunch of times on here, just mainly like
however, new experiences. However, you stop texting quite a bit once everybody else arrived.
Mm-hmm. I kind of got a sense that maybe you were not into it so much. Okay, so I ate at La Thai finally. It's mm-hmm. a restaurant on Fremont East, and it was delicious. I had a fried rice with pork, and it was very, very good. And I'm not a huge Thai food fan, but I will definitely won't go back to this place. It's very, very small, so I recommend going shortly after they open, which is like 11 a.m., because they do get very busy. I sat at the bar, had a lovely bartender named Prince. He was funky. And it was just a very pleasant experience. I would like to try other things on their menu. In fact, he suggested there's a fried rice dish with, are you napping? All right. A fried rice dish with I think it's like some sort of like rib meat or something. Anyway, everything on the menu looks really good. My experience there was fantastic, and I highly recommend that you check it out. I went over to Downtown Grand to see what was going on over there, and indeed the death spiral continues. It is a sad, sad state of affairs at Downtown Grand. As I mentioned a while ago, they were planning on adding live music to maybe bring a little life to the casino, and they have indeed done that. I don't know how much life it's really adding. It's kind of added an element of sadness. When you walk in the door to the right, they have a stage set up in the casino with a small dance floor, and there was a cover band playing, and there was like nobody paying attention. There were like three guys standing in front of the stage watching, and then people.
Kind of like me right now.
A lot like that. It's exactly. Now I know how that band feels. They also had an indifferent smattering of applause every so often while I'm talking. Perfect. That's what it was like after they got done playing. And they sounded fine, but nobody seemed to be interested. So, kind of sad. I walked back to Art Bar, and there was a single acoustic guitar player standing in the corner, and that was equally sad. There were three people at Art Bar not paying attention to him. And then Mob
Bar. Did you happen to notice if the Art Bar happy hour specials were still?
I believe that was still on.
Okay.
Yep. Mob Bar has completely closed. That is gone, which they had shrunk the hours back to two nights a week. And now, I guess it's as of November, they have shut down. They had a sign at the door that said, close for private event. But I went outside to see if the sign, like the Mob Bar sign, was even still up. And it is. It was still illuminated. The private event was nothing. There was nobody in there. Not a bartender, not a patron, nobody. So that was just nothing. So Mob Bar, we're going to say, is officially dead. It's no longer listed on the Downtown Grand website either. One of the things I got to do when I was in town was participate in a slot tournament. I received an invitation from Fremont, which was very bizarre considering I've only gambled probably a total of an hour at Fremont. But I received a postcard to participate in this tournament. You could win up to $3,500. There were a total of 94 entrants, and they were paying the top 20 places. So I figured, well, that's pretty good odds. I might as well do it. The way these slot tournaments work is you go and you register, and they give you specific times to show up. There were two different rounds, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, 20 minutes each, and you just pretty much smack the machine button, getting it to spin over and over again. And luck of the draw as far as which machine you're on affects how you end up placing. So I got a really good machine in the morning, and I finished in second place. Afternoon, I did well, but not that well. And then they announced the winners at a dinner, and the food that they served at the dinner was just not good. They had a buffet set up, and it was all I know is I'm never going to eat at the Fremont buffet. The salad was just like haphazardly shredded iceberg with a couple different kinds of dressing, some sort of kind of grayish chicken dish. None of it looked very good, but everybody gathered and ate anyway. I kind of picked at my food for an hour. As luck would have it, I finished in second for $2,000. So that was kind of awesome. I was not expecting to do that well, but obviously worth participating for 40 minutes worth of hammering on a slot machine and taking home $2,000. So that was wonderful. Thanks. Thanks for the indifferent applause. That's what I wanted. I love a smattering. Construction downtown. There's a new burger joint that I think we mentioned that's going in at the old Uncle Joe's Pizza location. And then the old dollar store across the street is being converted to a new restaurant and bar called Fremont Social. Those are both very early in the construction stages. I peeked my head in the door and they're both just pretty much being gutted at this point. So it'll be a while before either of those are open. And finally, downtown, an observation on Las Vegas Club, which has been sad for quite some time. The slot floor is super sparse now. They have pulled, I would say, half of the machines from the slot floor and then spread out the rest. From what I can tell, it seems like all of the machines they were leasing are pretty much gone, and the older machines that they own are still around. And you can kind of tell because they had a few Wheel of Fortune machines, but they're not tied into the Progressive Jackpot. The Progressive Jackpot line, $1,500.
What?
Yeah, which just says they're not part of whoever produces those. They're not part of the whole thing anymore. They're just, that's what they're offering as a top prize. So Las Vegas Club continues to be very, very sad. If you're interested in seeing behind the scenes at Las Vegas Club, I wouldn't encourage anyone to do anything illegal, but let me just say that if you were to be inclined to walk around in the closed off hotel areas, after hours, let's say, there's a good chance that you're not going to be bothered by security or surveillance. I'll leave it at that. Interesting things going on. So far, no homeless encampment, but that's just a matter of time as well, I would say. So after a couple days, I moved over to the Strip and I stayed at Bally's. Haven't stayed there since Vimp a couple years ago. This was the first time I've been in the other tower, the North Tower, now called the Jubilee Tower. And those rooms have been recently renovated and were very, very nice. Very spacious, well-designed. I enjoyed my stay there very much. I was high up. I had a good view of partial view of the fountains, and I could see some doofus swimming in the rain at the Paris pool one morning. Don't really understand that, but people are into what they're into. The only downside of staying at Bally's was there were some elevator issues. Very odd issues throughout the week. I was on what they say is the 72nd floor. I think they start their numbering in that tower at like 54 or something. And on the 71st floor, every time the elevator arrived there, the doors would not open. You had to pry the doors open once it stopped. That was a little creepy. There was an incident where it would not stop on the 68th floor. There was an incident or two where if you called for an elevator from the casino level, it would not show up until someone happened to be coming down already. The button wouldn't stay lit. So elevator issues were a problem, but everything else about the stay was great. And those were not that big of a deal. I never stood there for more than 5 minutes before getting one. It was just like a minor irritation. And
you never felt it go into free fall, right?
No free falls, thankfully. But that whole thing about having to pry the doors open made me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That Caesars, though, there's always going to be some sort of maintenance issues. I got a good look at the Grand Bazaar shops, which are supposed to be opening in February out in front. That is still, I'm still not thinking it's going to be awesome. it's weird. It's weird. So you got this colorful roof thing that was somewhat lit up, and just row upon row of these tiny, it's almost like a series of strip malls crammed together. Strip malls with really small spaces. I don't really see it being that much of an attraction, but I may be wrong. Maybe people will be into it. So that's going to be opening in February. They also were installing a crystal ball that is going to be like a Times Square kind of thing every night at midnight. Again, I don't know that people are going to actually show up to watch that, but who knows? There's a rainfall attraction in the mall at Planet Hollywood still, so I guess people stand around and watch pretty much anything these days. Let's see. Other observations. Paris has walled off its Le Central Bar. They're completely renovating that. So That has been a good bar because they've had a 2-for-1 martini special there for years. Hopefully that will survive once it reopens. Although, you know, that might have been canceled a while ago. I haven't heard anything about it.
I think it was.
Yeah. That's a very visible bar. It's always busy at night. So I would imagine they're probably expanding the space. They had a pretty good area of the casino there walled off. So I would imagine we'll see something larger with more seating. Had a chance to try out Tag Bar at the Link. Great beer selection. The thing about being comped beer there, if you are playing video poker, it's anything that's $8 or less. So a lot of the higher alcohol content beers, like the Belgians that I like, they're not necessarily going to be comped, but they have enough of a selection that you'll find something good. It's a better beer selection than you'll find anywhere on the strip at a video poker bar, I would say. Really knowledgeable bartenders too. So typical Caesars video poker pay tables, they're not great. They're not good, but for getting comped good beer, it's a nice option. Also played a little bit at the Cromwell. Continue to really like that place. It was very quiet every time I went in there. So I don't think
quiet as in not a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just during the day, especially I haven't made it over there at night. Well, the club wasn't open anyway, but I'm curious to see how crazy it gets at night because during the day it is just such a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
But still very pleasant. I sat at the bar there and played video poker and had a very pleasant bartender and kind of nice experience. But I don't think the casino really matters much to that place. I don't think they care.
Because they're all making about, so much money off the club that
I think it's all about
matter.
The clubs and Giada, and that's about it. Ate a couple buffets this trip. We do the buffet of buffets pass for the guy trip because we try to cram in as much food as possible, very cheap.
Do you have pie eating contests?
A pie eating contest?
Yeah.
No, why should we?
You're just saying you're just trying to cram in as much food as possible, so.
You're saying that I should have my pie hole stuffed?
No, I was just asking if you had some sort of eating contest while you were.
No, okay. No, it's not that competitive. It's just all about cheap food on the guy trip. So I had breakfast at Paris, had dinner at Paris, and then a late lunch at Planet Hollywood. Paris for breakfast was really good. Paris for dinner, not so much.
I like that. I like how you immediately went to, should I put something in my pie hole? That's nice.
I assume that's where you're going with that, but Planet Hollywood, I still really liked. I prefer Planet Hollywood to Paris for lunch and dinner, just because of selection.
Do they still have a Middle Eastern station?
They do.
That's something that you don't see at most buffets,
yeah.
I think.
We went at like 2:30 on a Wednesday, and the place was dead. There were like 20 to 30 people in the whole place. It was kind of crazy to see.
Is it still pretty well maintained?
Yeah.
Are the booths and the chairs and
yeah.
stuff?
Okay. Everything seemed to be pretty good. The sushi was really good. The Asian food was really good. That's kind of what I was eating most salad and seafood kind of stuff this time. But I like the selection there. Paris was very like meat heavy, which sounds good, but it's not. I'm not necessarily big on like carved
meat. Buffet
meats.
Meat. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got the carving station. So it's.
I never get anything at those.
Me neither. I just
don't.
I was amused to notice they have the little placards that tell you what the thing is. So they had like. Roasted turkey and something else. And then one of them said bacon slab and it had a registered symbol after it.
Huh.
Which was odd. That was the only thing I saw where I don't know if they had been entangled in some sort of legal issues over using the term bacon slab.
Hmm.
But you can have thick cut bacon there. But anyway, so Paris was okay. The only thing at Planet Hollywood that I didn't like, they had some little sliders and it may have just been because it wasn't real busy, but they were kind of dried out and that wasn't real good. Everything else, thumbs up. Tried the new Shake Shack, which is a restaurant at New York, New York. Our friend John from Vegas Tripping was in town and we ran over there to try that. And that is a fast food chain, but it's not available in our area and have been hearing good things about it. I had I don't have the details on what I had. I had cheese fries. They're crinkle cut fries, which I'm not generally a fan of, but if you smother them in cheese sauce, what the hell? They're going to be good. I also had a...
Were they fresh? That's
yes.
Generally your beef with the crinkle cut fries is that they're usually not fresh.
Yeah, they were good. They tasted good. I don't know. I had quite a few drinks at that point and anything probably would have tasted pretty good, but... The burger I had was a double, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it had bacon and other stuff on it. It was very tasty. Again, it was good. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to have that again. It was fine. Mm-hmm. They also had their own beer, which was pretty good. Hmm. That you can't get anywhere else. I think it was from, it might have been from Brooklyn Brewery.
Was it Brooklyn Brewery?
Yeah. It was good. Oh. I liked the beer.
That's getting a little more widespread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was their own Shake Shack ale or something.
Okay.
Yeah. They just happened to have that brewery that makes it. The experience was good. It was kind of busy. You order and then they give you a little shaker thing and it vibrates when you come and pick up your food. And it took maybe 5 minutes. They were doing a pretty good business late at night and it'll do well on the strip, but I still have yet to see any of the burger. I'm the fast food burgers. It's like, yeah, there's,
it's kind of in between fast food and the other burger places, yeah, right?
It's pretty much fast food and it's good. I don't have any qualms with it, but it's mm-hmm. not like, oh my God, I have to have that every time.
To have it.
Not even not go out of my way. It's like, well, I might have it one other time, but I'm yeah. not.
If you're in the area and you're hungry and you want a burger.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not that into fast food burgers that I care that much. Hmm. So I don't know. Also had a slice of pizza at the new Caesar's food court. The pizza place is called DeFaro and it was very good. It was like $7 for a slice, which is kind of a lot. It was mm-hmm. a big slice though. And it was tasty. Again, probably wouldn't go out of my way for it, but if I wanted pizza and was near Caesar's, it would be worth trying.
How would you rate it on the secret pizza scale?
I'd put it.
You said it wasn't as good as Pizza Rock, obviously. Oh, no,
definitely not. I still like secret pizza better. Secret pizza is definitely a little greasier, mm-hmm. but I like a little greasier pizza. Probably a bigger slice, a slightly bigger slice than secret pizza. So I, like I said, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. I have no qualms about it, but I'm not going out of your way. Yeah, it's not a must have. The food court looks great. They did a nice job of kind of opening it up. So when you're on the casino floor, you can really see all the stuff that's offered. Mm-hmm. There was a line at Earl of Sandwich already a couple days after it had opened. Other than that, they didn't seem to be doing a huge business, but again, it was a very slow week when I was there. So mm-hmm. The food court's going to do well at Caesar's. I'm pretty sure. Finally, I played a few slot machines, some of which we've talked about on this show before. Wonder Woman, I played, fine, typical. It didn't dazzle me. We all know yeah. I'm looking to be dazzled. You had recommended Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to play that at Bellagio. Loved it. Really cool. I got all 5 bonus rounds within like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. They were all really fun. The graphics are crazy. I've never seen so much going on for such small wins.
Yes.
You don't win anything. And not even just the bonus rounds were okay as far uh-huh. as wins. But the regular
payouts when you would hit something on your regular 5 reels or whatever.
Yeah. They were all just tiny. And never had one where I was like, oh, I never probably even won more than what I had played on that reel, or not mm-hmm. much more. So that's the only thing about that game that I don't like is that the payouts are so tiny. Hmm. But it was really fun.
But you were entertained.
Very entertained. The graphics are amazing and the games are really fun. Mm-hmm. And that was the best slot machine I've played in a long time. So great recommendation.
If you're going to lose your buddy, you might as well be entertained yeah. along the way. And that slot machine does it.
Bellagio, by the way, partly because it's got such a large slot floor, but mm-hmm. that's a good place to find new games. They've got everything there. So I also played the Mad Men slot machines, and I only played for, I put like $10 in and played for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. The design is really cool.
Cool, as it should be.
It's a really neat game. So I want to play that one more. It was at the end of the day, and I was kind of at the end of the actual day. I was headed back to my mm-hmm. hotel room. Didn't really feel like playing much anymore, but normally I would probably have continued playing. Mm-hmm. I got like one bonus round, and it was entertaining. It has like this huge reel up above that spins mm-hmm. that has the different characters on it and okay. stuff falls from the reels above. It's very, very cool.
Nice.
So I recommend trying that game. So that's about it. A couple people I should probably mention. I ran into some of our listeners, which was fantastic. Our friend Eric from fucking Vegas, I had a chance to sit down with him and he recorded an interview with me for his podcast, which is called 3 Sheets to the River. I'll post a link to that in the show notes. It's already on our Facebook group. Really fun talking to Eric. He's a great guy and he's been a supporter of the show forever.
Yes.
So very nice to see him and that was fun. While I was playing video poker one day at the Fremont, I ran into one of our listeners, Greg from Detroit. And that was one of those weird, like he saw me and he was kind of did the double take. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know you were here. Talked to him for a minute. That was great. Rick and his girlfriend, Johanna, ran into them at the D. Rick is Theme Park Adventure on Twitter. And so it's finally nice to meet them. I've been chatting with Rick on and off many times over the years. Had a lovely chat. The most amusing place to run into somebody, mm-hmm. walking through the Pocket Park at Aria, Haywire Jackson from Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into him. And so that was amusing. And then afterwards, immediately, he's like, were you at Crystals on Twitter? He posted that. Only as a way to get somewhere else. Ran into another listener, Paul. Actually, this was another very weird one. It was after I had come in second in the slot tournament. His brother was in the same slot tournament, and he was like, what the hell? I'm sitting here having dinner, and all of a sudden I hear your name, and he's been a listener for a long time. So mm-hmm. nice to see you, Paul. Our friend Jinx, who we've met several times at different events, he was in town and got to meet him and his friends Matt and Todd. As I mentioned before, Donnie Mack and his wife Coral were around, hung out with them a little bit. John from Vegas Tripping had a great time with him at Shake Shack. That was very, very fun. Mm-hmm. So much so that I think he went back the next night. So I think he's a big Shake Shack guy now.
Nice.
Downtown at the D, I ran into Paolo, another friend of ours, mm-hmm. and I ran into our friend Mitsula several times. Once when I was completely drunk and I was walking through Crystals again on the way back to my room.
Because you love hanging out at Crystals.
I spent most of my trip at Crystals. Who am I kidding? Just to soak in the atmosphere. I did find myself walking through there several times because I gambled at Aria a few times, but... Anyway, I ran into him there, and I saw him again downtown, and I think that's everybody. So if I forgot to add you to my list, I apologize. I try to keep track of these things because mm-hmm. I have a short memory, but it was fun to run into people throughout the week. Oh, and I already mentioned Pete and Ellen from the Facebook group as well. So wonderful to see so many of you. And then, of course, there's a bunch of different people from Vegas that we see on a regular basis when we're there, and it was good to see all them, our pals at the D, and... We had a great time downtown, and we hung out with them. So,
Who's we?
Me and my crew, boys.
That's right. That's right.
I was there with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you're using the royal we or...
Nope.
Yep.
I was using
it properly. So for anyone who's not familiar with this, Tim and his dad and his brothers and his nephew take a trip every 2 years.
It started when my dad turned 60. We took him for his 60th birthday. We knew that he always wanted to do a guy trip. Mm-hmm. And... It became a tradition that we do every 2 years. My oldest nephew has gone the last several times as well. And so that's what it is. It's every two mm-hmm. years we do this.
And what I have learned is it's usually best, because it's always in the dead of winter, is for me to make other arrangements. So the last, I want to say 3 years, I've either we went to Vegas right after or I went somewhere else.
You did London and New York.
Yep.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
Yep.
This year, because of some work and school commitments, I was unable to do that. And I think I have learned a lesson that I thought I could, I don't know, that I need to make other plans because...
I think that's a good idea.
It enhances my irritability when I do not.
I think that's a good idea, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Oh, gambling overall was kind of like so-so. I had a couple good days, a couple bad days. Ended up bringing home some money, but it wasn't like a huge winner or a huge loser, so. Okay. We need to thank some people. This is going to be the final batch of Kickstarter thank yous.
Hey.
I know. Seems like we've been doing this forever.
How's the book going?
Quite well. I would say that I am officially, as of tomorrow, beginning phase two, which is revisions and rewrites and whipping the thing into shape and... We saw that interview with Chris Rock where he said that he spent time writing the suck out of the book mm-hmm. or out of his movie. That's the thing now. It's like, okay, how can I make the parts that are just so-so not suck? So, mm-hmm. and the parts that are good, I'm going to try to make better. And so, yes, I'm like excited to do revisions and read a bunch of stuff that I wrote a couple months ago mm-hmm. that I haven't gone back to. Yep. And I'm very excited about it. And it's really cool. Everybody that I ran into and everybody I've talked to has been like, they're excited to read the book.
Good.
It's a little pressure, but that's okay.
But it's good.
Yeah, I'm happy people are into it. Mm-hmm. It's going
to
be fun.
Oh, okay. So before you get into this, I just wanted to say one more thing about the last segment. There are a lot of people who listen to this show who find it very painful to listen to Vegas shows unless they have a trip planned.
I understand.
So, I'm
not arguing with any of your qualms. I totally understand.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to air grievances about this.
That's fine.
Because Dave Lifton's favorite all-time show moment was 1 year when you came back.
It was in the highlights.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I always think of him this time of year.
Yes. All right. So as we discussed, I'm writing The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas, and we had several people contribute to the Kickstarter campaign to make this happen. We've been thanking many of them over the past several weeks and months. And those people, and we've got some other stuff coming up. We're going to be doing, having some guests on the show and stuff like that. But as far as the thank yous, the final batch includes Gordon Clark. Thank you, Gordon. John and Melanie, former neighbors, John and Melanie from the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Reed. Thank you, Alan. Brian G., longtime fan. Thank you.
Where's your background music?
Oh, shit. Thank you. Almost forgot. Okay, where was I?
Right after John and Melanie. Brian G.
Carl and Laura from Austin. Thank you. Our friend Matthew from the UK.
Yay.
Love that guy. Jersey Bill. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Stuart Pointer. He's from Russia. Thank you, Stuart. Ricardo Rodriguez. Thank you, sir. Marty and RJ from San Francisco. Thank you so much. Rodney Krasinger. I'm probably getting that wrong, but it wouldn't be a thank you segment without getting a name wrong. Thank you, sir. Our friends Trace and Catherine. Thank you very much. We had a good time hanging out with them in Vegas in October. Rob Taylor. Thank you, sir.
Had a good time hanging out with him, too.
And next one as well, Richard Greenberg.
Yes.
Yep. These are our pub crawl peeps.
Mm-hmm. Such a good time.
Yep. Frank Fernholz. I believe he's going to be a guest on an upcoming show.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your generous support. Chris from Missouri, another upcoming guest. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. We ran into him briefly at Vimp, but
yeah,
didn't have much of a chance to talk to him. And, of course, our old friend, longtime pal and associate and colleague, the Admiral.
The wind beneath our wings.
He is, Hunter H. Hilligus.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. He's also going to be a guest on the show coming up sometime very soon. So thank you so much to all of you for your backing on the Kickstarter project, and I will have a book for you at some point, hopefully soon. All right. What else do we have here? Amazon.com. People have been continuing to use our Amazon.com link, and that's been awesome. It's a great way to support the show without spending any money other than what you're already going to be spending on Amazon. Scanning the list from the last couple weeks, the item that jumped out at me, a classic album from The Cure, Disintegration. That's a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody bought the CD for $15. Thank you for using our Amazon link to buy it.
I can't listen to The Cure right now.
Too depressing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I have anything on here that would brighten your day.
That's okay.
I won't do the Tigers because I'll just not do it. All right. Okay. So
carry on then. You can brighten my day later.
I'm not brightening your day right now.
I meant with song.
Okay. Maybe if my voice is feeling better, I'll do a little concert for you.
Please do.
Whole bunch of PayPal donations from the last couple weeks. Thank you very much to Elise for a local casino Karma donation.
Thank you. Hope it went well.
Chris from Round Rock, Texas, a Karma donation for an upcoming trip. His wife gave him a Vegas trip for Christmas.
She's best a gift very ever. Generous person. Good luck on
Would
your
Would you like me to turn
trip?
Around so you can get a better grip on the knife that you're trying to twist in my back?
You know, this is fun for me in
I'm
a
glad.
Really, really sick way.
I'm glad. Good. Because it's making me uncomfortable.
Good. I like when you're uncomfortable.
Jeff and Connie from Ohio. They were at VIMF.
Yay.
Karma donation for an upcoming Segway tour in Fort Lauderdale that they booked through our Viator link.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Many times.
This was last. I hope this worked out. This was scheduled for last weekend, and there was a 50% chance of rain, so they were hoping for a rain-free day for their Segway tour.
Oh, I hope they got it.
Hope it worked out. Nicholas from the UK, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Martijn, our number one Dutch fan.
He's awesome.
Whose name
thank
I
you.
Usually butcher, but I think I got it right that time. Thank you, sir. Karma donation from Robert, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, and good luck.
A thank you donation from Jeremy. He said not to use it for anything mature.
Ooh, I have some ideas. I
assure you we will. What do you do? What are they?
Beef cheeks.
Beef cheeks are immature?
They're immature to me. Okay. Somebody mentioned beef cheeks in the chat last night, and my mind just
Sounds dirty, but it's not.
To a horrible place, yes. Awesome.
Okay, we'll pick up some beef cheeks with the Karma donation. Rudy and Andrea, Karma donation for a trip they have coming up this week.
Awesome. Good luck. Have a great time. Thank you.
Pete and Donna from Indy.
Yay.
They love the 10th anniversary show and wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
They're a part of our 10th anniversary show.
Yes.
From that long ago meetup at O'Shea's. Lane and Casey from Dallas, they were listening as they made this donation. They were listening to the 10th year anniversary show on a flight to Vegas. They said it was a great way to start their trip.
Oh, good. Thank you. Hope you had a great time.
And our old pals, Chris and Damon from the UK.
Yay.
Karma donation for their upcoming Vegas trip. I think that's coming up this week as well.
Thank you and have an awesome time.
Good luck. Have a great time. Win all the money. Drink all the booze and have fun. All right. As always, you can visit our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions at 500@gmail.com. We are both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And our voice, we've got a bunch of voicemails we got to get caught up on.
Even have any this week.
I know. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. Please give us a call. We would love to hear from you. As always, I'm not going to talk for the rest of the day. Is that okay? That's probably good. You're like, yay. I can tell. All right. As always.
You do have to sing for me later.
I'll come up with something. Thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. And thanks again for all of your Trippies love. We'll be back next week with a wrap-up of the Trippies with some voicemails and whatever happens to be in the news. We'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.